Bloom's taxonomy. What is Bloom's taxonomy and how is it useful to understand for anesthesia education? Bloom's taxonomy developed from a group of college and university examiners who, in 1948, set out to develop a framework for testing materials and ideas. The group noticed patterns in learning behavior, specifically that there was an order to learning behavior. They developed taxonomies in three domains: the cognitive, affective, and psychomotor domains. Today, we are just going to focus on the cognitive domain. Overall knowledge of Bloom's taxonomy and the cognitive domain helps us to structure our educational curriculum, write learning objectives, and evaluate and test our learners appropriately. The cognitive domain is composed of six classes, and from lowest to highest, those are 1, knowledge, 2, comprehension, 3, application, 4, analysis, 5, synthesis, and 6, evaluation. We will proceed through these in order, with knowledge being the first. Knowledge. Having knowledge means having recall or remembering something. This includes facts and specific bits of information, but can also be expanded to include major principles and theories. Oftentimes we ask residents these questions in teaching sessions, such as, what are the causes of tachycardia? What determines cerebral blood flow? Many residents can answer these questions, and we may think they are a great resident by being able to list all of the answers. But unless they are challenged with explaining the answers in further depth, there is no evidence of true understanding of the subject matter. So, if we are writing objectives for this level, oftentimes those verbs would include list, define, state, name, or identify. And while the level of critical thinking is lowest at this level, it is absolutely essential that learners have the knowledge base to proceed to the next level. And that brings us to the next level, which is comprehension. Comprehension is the ability of the student to understand, to grasp the intent of the material. To comprehend a topic, one must be able to interpret or extrapolate from their knowledge base. For example, if we ask a resident to interpret a blood gas, they will be utilizing their knowledge of normal laboratory values as well as acid base and oxygenation. But we can also encourage higher levels of understanding at this level by asking what if questions. So even if we don't have the ability to measure an ABG, we could say, what if we were to draw an arterial blood gas right now? What do you think it would show? If we are writing objectives at this level, they would contain such verbs as explain, state in your own words, summarize, or predict. And that brings us to the next level, which is application. Application is the ability to use learned material, selecting a concept, skill, or idea to solve a problem. It sounds very familiar to comprehension, but the difference is how a learner will solve the problem. At the comprehension level, a resident will know how to solve a problem when asked to do so by their attending. At the application level, a resident will choose the correct skill to solve a problem without being asked to do so. So comprehension is can-do-it behavior, and application is will-do-it behavior. For example, a resident using diagnostic methods to recognize endobronchial or esophageal intubation and being able to treat. Objectives verbs at this level would include compute, show, solve, or use. And that brings us to the next level, which is analysis. Analysis is the breakdown of material into its component parts and detection of the relationship of those parts. At this level, a learner will distinguish fact from hypothesis, assess the relevancy of data, and distinguish relevant from extraneous information. This is arguably the point in taxonomy in which critical thinking skills are required. An example of a question at this level would be, break down the APGAR score into its component parts and describe the physiologic relationship between them. This requires a resident to describe the physiologic relationship between, say, color and heart rate. Objectives at this level would be break down or differentiate, distinguish, or relate. And that brings us to the next level, which is synthesis. Synthesis is putting together elements and parts to form a whole. This is the part in which learner behavior is more creative. It differs from lower levels in that the student must draw on elements from many sources rather than a given set of material which constitutes a whole in itself. Synthesis is producing a plan or proposed set of operations. We have the opportunity to do this every day in anesthesia. When learners present their plan for an anesthetic case, they may just say TEVA or general with LMA, which really tells us nothing. At this point, we must tease out why one chose a certain medication or technique. A well-thought-out anesthesia plan incorporates all the elements of synthesis, taking parts of a whole from different sources and putting them together. A case report is also a good example. A learner will develop and implement a plan, then write a case for submission. Objectives at this level would be compose, design, or write. And this brings us to the last level, which is evaluation. Evaluation is making judgment about the value for some purpose of ideas, work, solutions, methods, and materials. This includes judgments in terms of internal evidence and external criteria. Internal evidence would be a student or resident looking at their own work, locating any errors in it, and determining if it is consistent or without flaws. External evidence would be comparing to highest known standards in the field, especially with other works of recognized excellence. Case conferences, morbidity and mortality, or similar conferences will often incorporate this and should be mandatory in all training programs. Asking a resident to thoroughly self-evaluate at the end of a case, or even write up a summary of their anesthetic and why they chose each component, is also a good example of evaluation. Objectives at this level would be appraise, criticize, discriminate, justify, and support. So those are the levels of Bloom's taxonomy, and I want to make a point here too that in 2001, a revised Bloom's taxonomy was published, and the cognitive processes were named using verbs or action words. It is essentially the same thing, but in different terminology, and they use the order remembering, understanding, applying, analyzing, evaluating, and creating. So in summary, why should we understand Bloom's taxonomy? For one, these principles are demonstrated in formal testing. It is much easier to write multiple choice questions at lower levels, such as knowledge and comprehension. It is obviously quite difficult to test higher levels, however. We try to assess this with oral examinations, which are intended to assess the higher levels by asking examinees to analyze information and synthesize a plan. Also, the taxonomy is very useful for curriculum development and writing rotational goals and objectives. If we want residents to function at higher levels, we must write learning objectives to meet these desired goals and phrase them in measurable and observable terms. And additionally, for intraoperative teaching, Bloom's taxonomy is important for showing teachers that their words are very important in directing students toward higher levels of learning. So instead of asking a question such as, what are the reasons a patient could be tachycardic? Formulate questions that encourage residents to think critically so that they are challenged. Then you can see where in the taxonomy they lie. Are they only able to recite facts? Or can they synthesize information and bring together multiple different resources to formulate a well-thought-out plan or approach when faced with a difficult clinical scenario? When teaching, use questions such as why or why not, what if, what do you think, what was your evaluation of that case, and what are some areas that you think you could improve on? Those are just a few examples of many. In conclusion, the more someone regularly uses taxonomy in their everyday teaching, the more it becomes second nature. Using this taxonomy to go from the simple to the complex is an important part in encouraging higher levels of critical thinking. For further information, see the attached references, and for in-depth information and application, consider attending the SEA workshop on teaching.